set.
Yes, darling.
Aren't American husbands wonderful?
Morning, Reverend.
Oh, Lord. Here comes the church militant.
Splendid walk. All the way down to Harford and back along the cliffs. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Mr. Lane.
Good morning, Mr. Lane.
Been for your row yet, Miss Brewster?
Any minute now. Nothing like rowing for the stomach muscles. You should try it, Monsieur Poirot. Get some of that weight off.
Thank you, mademoiselle. But I detest boats. The movement of the sea, it is not pleasant.
But the sea is as calm as a mill pond.
No. There is no such thing as a calm sea. Always, always there is motion.
Seasickness is a really odd thing. It seems so unfair. Quite sickly people are often good sailors. Someone told me it was something to do with the spine.
There's nothing whatever wrong with my spine.
Then there's some people can't stand heights. I'm not very good myself, but Mrs. Redfern is far worse. The other day, on the cliff path, she turned quite giddy. She had to hold on to me. She said she once got stuck halfway down that outside staircase on Milan Cathedral.
She'd better not go down that ladder to Pixie Cove, then. That's a real test of the nerves.
Oh, she's coming up from her bathe now.
Ah, how delicately pale her skin is. So different from all the other cooked lobsters. Mm.
It's her colouring, of course. Ash blonde. So very English.
Good morning, everyone.
You've earned Monsieur Poirot's approval, Mrs. Redfern. He doesn't like the sun-tanning crowd there. Says they're like joints of butcher's meat.
I only wish that I could sunbathe, but I simply blister and get the most frightful freckles all over my arms.
According to Mrs. Gardner, if you lie out in the sun, you get hair all over your body. She's been in grand form this morning. I wish you'd played her up a bit, Monsieur Poirot. Why didn't you tell her that you were down here investigating a particularly gruesome murder and there was a homicidal maniac lurking about in the hotel grounds?
I very much fear she would not have believed me.
Yes, this isn't the kind of place you'd find a body.
Oh, but why not, Madame Redfern? Why should there not be a murder on Smuggler's Island?
I don't know. I can't explain it. It just seems so unlikely in a place like this.
It is romantic on Smuggler's Island, yes. It is peaceful. The sea is blue. The sun shines. But you forget that there is evil everywhere under the sun.
How very true.
Of course, I realized that, but all the same.
I think your husband's looking for you, Mrs. Redfern.
Is he? Where?
Over there. He's just come out of the water.
Patrick, here, I'm over here.
I'm coming. I'll just get my towel.
Good morning, everybody.
But who is this?
What an entrance. It is as if she is on the stage.
That must be Arlena Stewart.
She's certainly very beautiful. I wish I could get away with a backless swimsuit like that.
You were talking about evil just now, Monsieur Poirot. Now, to my mind, that woman is the personification of evil. She's a bad lot, through and through.
Like the woman who rode upon the scarlet-coloured beast.
Is the water warm, Mr. Redfern?
And Redfern turns towards her like a needle deflected by a magnet.
Help me to find somewhere quiet to sunbathe. What about over there by the rocks? Far from the madding crowd.
Excuse me. I'm going back to the hotel. I'm getting sunburnt sitting here.
It's too bad. She's such a nice little thing. Apparently, she gave up being a schoolteacher when they got married, a couple of years ago.
The shameless effrontery of the woman. To steal a woman's husband away from her before her very eyes.
Patrick Redfern's a fool. Can't he see that Alina Stewart's the sort of woman who takes pleasure in smashing up homes? Well, I'm going to go and get my boat.
Good day, Miss Brewster. That woman, Arlena Stewart, is evil incarnate. There's not a man on the beach who is not following her with his eyes. Except you, Monsieur Poirot. What are you looking at?
There is one other man who is not looking at her.
That is her husband, I believe. Captain Marshall.
Quietly reading.